Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Transmute and Daily Mental Traps podcast. This is your girl, Mira, and today is February 13th, 2021. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, right? Where have I been? Where has Mira been, right? The Trap Stars have been reaching out to me on the social media. Some of you all have texted me, when is the next episode? And I'm just like, It's coming. Because the last time I recorded was June 15th, 2020. That's been the longest period I've ever went. But before we get started, you know, I gotta open up our chakras. Today I'm gonna be using my sacral chakra singing bowl. Sacral chakra is located underneath your navel. Every man and woman both have sacral chakra. It's an energy center, and it focuses on creativity, sensuality, sexuality. It is a very important chakra. It's orange, and that's all I can think of right now. Okay, so thank you all for your support since starting this podcast in 2019, and just even for those who have, I had a friend reach out to me last week, and he was like, he ended up listening to this episode, my last episode from June 15th, and he was saying how it was really relatable to what he was experiencing in the current moment of, you know, February 2021. So I really appreciate everyone who reaches out and is like inquiring and wondering, but let's get ready to tell you guys. So June, you know, the last episode I was going off, we're in the middle of the pandemic. Everything's just kind of like, okay, what's going on? So I was just really irritated with a lot of things that was happening in society. And, you know, then boom, here comes July. I ended up having, ended up going to San Diego, and that was an amazing, amazing trip. It was very activating. It was very, you know, every place in the world has ley line activations, and ley lines are kind of like their energy centers in the world. So just like how I played the chakra to act, the bowl right now to activate our sacral chakra bowl, there's places that you can go to in the world that can activate energy centers within you, your physical body. So San Diego was definitely an activating location for me. That also, you know, it was a great, July was a great month for me as well, because I was offered, I always talk about the healing inner work that I've been doing, and I was offered a book, to be a part of a book project. And I'm like, wow, like this, the wanting to be in a book came to me 2018. And it was, I was like, yeah, I'm going to write a book. Life After the Force is going to be the title. And it's like forcing yourself to do things, forcing yourself being in, you know, masculine energy, forcing yourself just to show up when you don't want to show up, because that's what you've been used to. So to get this opportunity and it to be completely at no charge, a great experience for a new writer, a person who's never written, a person who thinks that they're not, who thought that they were not a good writer, and which was also which was a false belief to learn from childhood, learn self-helplessness, because I am a great writer and I'm a great speaker. Because a lot of you all have told me these things. And so, I was like, wow, this is July was, you know, really, really amazing. And then boom, here comes August, right? And the full moon energy full moon and new moon energies are very, very intense. And I remember even at the end of July, I had to deal with a suicide at work. And it was that was really a lot to deal with. And that opened up communication between other people that I worked with. And I met some good people who were standing right there in my environment, but I didn't see them because my heart was closed. And so the next couple of months of the year really were about me opening up my heart space, being able to receive, being able to be recognized and receive affection and praise and release and acknowledge pain that was so deep I didn't even know was there. So on the reason why I bring up the full moon, because that's when a lot of things had happened. So when I went on the full moon of August, I went to see Nancy, my craniosacral therapist, and we had a session. And I remember in a session seeing my dad in a session, and I saw myself watching over him, and he was just sitting overwhelmed and sighing, because a couple of days before that, over the phone in real life, I just was going in on him because I'm like, couldn't understand. Like, you knew that this suicide happened and you didn't call your daughter to check up on her, and you just, and really, you know, very, what's the word I want to say? Disrespectful, slanderous to my father. And then one level of consciousness, rightfully so, because at 60 something years old, he should know better, right? He should know to check up on his daughter. She's dealing with a suicide, you know, and the middle of a pandemic with all these other things going on. So when I had the session with the craniosacral therapist, I saw my dad and he was on a couch and he was just at his home and he was just sighing. And I heard, Jamira, stop being so mean to your dad. He can't handle it. He can't process it. He doesn't hold the capacity that you have. And so all of a sudden my mother appears, and my mother transitioned in September 2010. And I think I talked about that on a previous episode. And when she appeared in front of me, and she was wearing, I just saw purple aura around her, and she's just smiling at me. And I wanted to cry, and I stopped my body from crying. I locked myself up, and she said, "It's okay, baby." And at the same time, Nancy, the craniosacral therapist, said, "It's okay." And so I just lost it on the table, like deep, deep screaming, deep pain, deep releasing, because I've been holding on to pain all these years, and just because I'm not able to, it feels overwhelming to be that vulnerable and to not be nurtured or supported or held when you are in that state of being. So most people, including myself, you become numb. You just like, okay, you learn to protect yourself by not being vulnerable in that way, or allowing yourself to be, even, you know, I talked on previous episodes about me not even being able to cry. And I started crying in 2017, allowing without making a justification, like, oh, it's my period, or, oh, I'm just PMSing. No, it's okay to cry. You've been through a lot. You've done a lot. You're doing a lot consistently. And it's a release. So the session goes on. Some other things come up, and, you know, the therapist says, you know, Jamir, you have a high capacity to hold for a lot of things and for a lot of people. You have a lot of protection around you in a spiritual world, but you don't have to hold so much in. You don't have to hold so much. And even when my mom, in that session, I felt like on my left side, which is your feminine side, the right side is your masculine side, when I had that release through tears, I felt like a whoosh, an expansion. Like as if a wing came out of my shoulder blades. I felt lighter just from releasing. And so craniosacral therapy is like getting the stored stagnant energy that's in your body out of your body, your auric field. So the next day, my dad called me after the session, and he's like, I told him about the session. He's like, was that covered by insurance? And then I just kind of lost him. I'm like, does it matter if it's covered by insurance? I it's out of my pocket. It's my money. It's a modality that's, it's like, it was so triggering because it was like, and then I ended up like, he ended up getting a phone call because I just kept going. I'm like, just realizing that like the level of consciousness, which is not good or bad, but if I have an expectation for him to show up for me a certain way, and that expectation causes a lot of pain, and it was causing a lot of pain in my physical body that I didn't feel though, and in my reality. And so the next day was the funeral service, and I was getting ready to get in the shower, and my dad calls, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with him right now. I get in the shower, and then all of a sudden my mom appears, and she says, you're not mad at your dad for because he's goofy and because he's silly and annoying and he cuts you off when you're talking and he just doesn't get it. You're mad at your dad because he kept you away from me. And I'm like, I just lost it in the shower. I mean, it was like, I broke down. Like, it was like a movie scene. I was just like, what the hell? Because it just resonated so deeply. Like, wow. Because what was happening was any man in my life, work, friends, coworkers, guys I would date, if they acted goofy, if they would just joke too much, joke at inappropriate times, cut me off when I'm talking, if I'm talking about something and they move to another subject, it just was so triggering, almost explosive triggering, like, are you not listening to me? And it's like, but that was a false narrative because the deep pain was because, so when I say it was an illusion. So as a little girl, I grew up with this narrative instead of actually thinking, the narrative, which was, I am mad at my dad because he intentionally kept me away from my mom to hurt her. And that whole day, I just like, it felt like somebody threw me on a brick wall and beat the fuck out of me. I felt like I had the chills. My throat was hurting. And these are called ascension symptoms. Like, and it's in the time of the pandemic. So like, if you talk to me in real life, I've been exposed to around people who have had the virus, and and I haven't. I don't believe in getting. My personal belief, I'm not gonna go get tested. Because I'm actually going through a massive ascension right now, which, quote unquote, the symptoms are very similar to, flu and COVID. When your body is purging, so when your body needs to purge consciousness, which is old beliefs, old paradigms, that is an energetic frequency. And so when it purges it on an energetic level, it can leave you feeling sick, physically sick. So my symptoms are sore throat. My symptoms are some runny nose, and my symptoms are, back and shoulder pains, mainly shoulder and neck pains. So I'm not telling nobody not to get tested because of this, to each his own, but I'm in tune with my body. So I know what's going on. Anyway, back to the story. So now that's August, right? And when I went to work the next day and the people that triggered me, I was able to just stand there and just smile and be myself and show up as myself because those men were not the men that kept me away from my mom. It was only my dad. So once I was able to see the narrative, like the illusion that was created, and in Buddhism, the Buddhism that I practice, Nichiren Buddhism with the Soka Gakkai USA, there's three categories of illusion. And the first category is thought and desire. And that category, thought and desire. So thought is mental and it's learned. So as I grew up, I learned a coping mechanism that was not the truth. And so, which was an illusion. And so here I am, all these years at work, so triggered, thinking it's the environment, thinking it's the people, thinking it's the coworkers, but it was really stems back to childhood. So that was so deep and profound. And it was just like, and then even not even, and when I had that shift inwardly, the people that I've been around all year, my interactions became to be different with them. They're like, whoa, you like, dang, who is this? Like, I'm smiling. It's just so insidious how if you're not aware or you have unresolved trauma or you have false narratives and old beliefs or, you know, when I say false narratives, that because you're not, when I say false, no, I didn't create this intentionally. But since I had to live with my dad, I'm assuming as a coping protective mechanism that to think my dad is just a fucking asshole is better than to think he intentionally kept me away from my mom. If that makes sense. So now, you know, September comes, right? Then October. In October, our first draft of the book was due. Also, I started offering energetic readings. That's been exciting. So you can I'll post a link in my bio, or you can go to my Instagram, Mira, M-I-R-A, Thinks, T-H-I-N-K. Rich, R-I-C-H, Mirror Thinks Rich on Instagram, and click the link in my bio if you want to book your energy reading. And so that, in addition to that, start first draft. And then after I submitted the draft, so the title of the book is Liberate Your Lineage. And so I feel like this whole year I've been doing a lot of, you know, growing and clearing consciousness and elevating, and not just for myself, but for my ancestors, for the collective energy. Like when I say collective, for women, for Black women, for, you know, it's a lot. And so from somebody who does not know how to process emotions and who it's easy for me to just say no, okay, go. Like I am the queen of distracting myself. I will keep myself on autopilot for days, because that's safe. Working, so overly working, keeping myself busy before the pandemic, always going out before I even moved, like just being around people that I knew that wasn't serving me for my highest good, or wasn't really having true intentions of friendship. But okay, fuck it, we can just have fun. So I'm very good at compartmentalizing things. So I say 2020 was a year of clear fucking vision. It's the 2020 illuminated everybody's shadow. And shadow is the things that we have been able to bypass, ignore, disregard. Shadow work and inner child healing is fucking deep. And this experience from just June into February has expanded my compassion so much for myself and for others. So when next time, when you look at somebody and you're like, damn, that motherfucker is still the same motherfucker from 10, 20 years ago, it's because this work is fucking hard. It ain't for the faint. It ain't for the weak. It ain't for the no cowards. Because I had to pray to continue to face myself. I had to pray for the resources to face myself. In October, my coach, I talk about Yvonne. She said, Jamira, a lot of things are coming up for you. You should probably see a psychotherapist. That was extremely triggering. I'm like, what the fuck are you trying to say? I was like, what you mean I need to see somebody else? I'm like, you give me everything I have. I'm already. And it was like, she's like, you know what? I got another client. Let's talk about this. And through our dialogue, and I told her, she's like, what happened? What's going on? I said, that word psychotherapist is triggering. And she's like, why? I said, the name. She's like, it's a, you know, psychology and therapy. I said, but it's triggering. I'm a minority and I'm a woman and I don't want to hear, you don't need to tell me I need to go see a psycho and a therapist. Like, I'm just like, like, you know, nothing else is wrong with me. Nothing else. I don't need. And she's like, I can only help you to a certain extent. So it's not about something being wrong with you. It's like you have things coming up that you need help processing. And so when we had a good dialogue and it shifted my perspective, and I started working with, at the end of October, Stephen, that Nancy recommended. He's a very great psychotherapist. And he happens to be Black. And someone asked me, like, people are like, is that triggering for you since you, you know, you're still healing this father wound and your anger towards men? And I said, no. I said, because it's actually healing, not triggering, because he's showing me that there are men who can hold space. There are men who can listen to you, who can support you, who can encourage you. So I've been seeing him, and I swear, these three people have been very much needed, because people will ask me, how are you doing? Like, they'll text me, and I'm like thinking, like, or Instagram message me, I'm like, you want to know? Because every week I can like throw up some stuff on you. I feel like, just to sum it up, I feel like I've been dying and giving birth to myself at the same time. So can you imagine that? It's through my womb, I'm giving birth to myself and my body's on fire. Like, it has been extremely, and then I have to still show up, right? And support my members in my practice that I'm a leader, that, you know, support the members of my district, and, you know, continue writing the book, continue just showing up for myself and honoring myself and nurturing myself. And not only am I going through this death and rebirth, I have to unlearn, relearn, and reparent myself. And reparenting myself is attuning to my needs, my emotional needs. So realizing that if I don't get enough sleep, I'm going to be in a state of dysregulation. Dysregulation is when I'm just super hypervigilant. I'm anxious. I'm feeling really overwhelmed. I'm extremely snappy. But if I don't know that that's a hypervigilant state, I'm going to just continue to. And that state, it's easy to project your pain and annoyance onto other people. And I have the wisdom to see that. I have the wisdom to see, okay, right now I'm in a dysregulated. If you probably talk to me, I'm in a dysregulated state right now. I should probably be in this call, or I should not talk to you. Right? But most people don't. So I'm sharing this detailed summary of my fucking life, right? Because I want us all to just awaken to the shadow aspects of ourselves, to see the deep things that not only that we have to unconsciously, because when I say you unconsciously hide things, right, that you can't emotionally process. And then guess what? When I say your lineage, your DNA, your ancestors, is because trauma transfers in your DNA. So they don't talk about that, right? They don't talk about but cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, those things, you go to a doctor, they say, yeah, those things are in your system, right? So are unhealthy coping mechanisms, right? Nobody wants to wake up and do heroin, crack, or drink excessively and become an alcoholic. Those are from dysregulated central nervous systems, and they feel that's the only thing that could fulfill their void, right? That's how deep. And that's why we have to just destigmatize mental health. Just like you take a shower every day, you brush your teeth, some of us, right? Hopefully all of us. You know, some people are me saying, but it might not be because of not brushing their teeth. But your mental and emotional body is just as important. Because what the fuck is looking good when your fucking auric field is distorted, dismantled, cracked? You looking gray and smoky, dark and black and cloudy. When I say black, it's a energetic feel. Like some people, I can see people's auras. Like, you can see aura. Around auras around people. Like, my aura is kind of like really bright. Well, I'm not joking, but the way I'm saying it is joking. You get what I'm saying. So I'm somebody that was very into, let me see how much time, because I think I might have to tell y'all the other stuff on another episode, because this is, we didn't get pretty deep on this. It's 24 minutes. I don't want to keep my episodes over 30 minutes, okay? I'm trying to respect everyone's, you know, attention span. But But so in I'll spend the next 6 minutes talking about, just so the next time I won't be talking so much about 2020. So now, right, here we go. It's December of 2020. And this December, oh my gosh, this December, I went to see Nancy the first Thursday in December. And when I went to my cranial sacral therapy session, we talked and we set intentions. And she said, I said, you know, I want to continue to release my anger that I have towards men and my expectation. And I just want to, you know, release all, any annoyance and any energetic cords that I may have. And so as soon as I laid down, my inner child popped up and she said, and you want to release the fact that you're mad at your mom. You're mad at your mom. I'm like, what? She's like, you're mad at your mom because you feel like that your mom abandoned you. And if your mom didn't abandon you, leave you, then your dad wouldn't have been able to beat you and be mean to you. I'm like, nah, little girl, what you talking about? No. So I just pushed my inner child to the side, disregarded her, and I laid down. And my mom said to me in the session, she said, Jamira, you are upset. But that your young little Mira is upset. You and your present self and your higher self, we are multidimensional beings. The past, present, and future exist simultaneously. That's why past traumas impact us in current times. So that's just a side note. So my mom said, you know that I did not abandon you, but little Mira feels that way. So you need to honor her and listen to that. So I'm like, I get up from the session or whatever. So December 9th. So I was like, I was sharing that session with people and they're like, oh, and I was like, yeah, my mom's birthday's coming up on December 9th. They're like, are you going to do anything for your mom? I'm like, no, why would I do anything for my mom? Like, you're not going to get her a cake or anything. And I was sharing that with Yvonne during our session on the 2 days before my mom's birthday. And then she was like, and I was like, why would I do that? Why would I, that's make-believe. Why would I go get my mom a cake and she's not here and sing happy birthday? And Yvonne was like, Jamira, look at all the things that you believe in that are make-believe, quote, you know, like, look at all those things, right? And you want to say that honoring your mom is make-believe? She said, it's okay to grieve the loss of your mother. And when she said that, I lost it. Because it was like, there I go, the autopilot. Yeah, I know, my mom's not here. Okay, we got to just keep on going with life. That's what you got to do, right? But that's not what was serving me. And so I broke down and we had a very healing session. So my mom's birthday, December 9th, I just kept saying all day, happy birthday, mommy. I love you. I'm the daughter of Wanda Marie Goings. Happy birthday. And every time I would say, happy birthday, mommy, I felt my heart expand. And it felt like pieces of glass were being chucked out of my heart. And every time that would happen, I would get the glass of get chucked out, and then I'll feel my heart expand. And it was so painful. I didn't even feel the glass that was there before acknowledging her. Realizing I had so much shame and guilt because of my mother transitioned, I didn't say goodbye and we weren't on talking terms. And so I know my mother's with me. I know she loves me. But I need to love myself and that version of myself that feels guilty. So that's why I was avoiding even acknowledging her, because of the pain and the guilt and the shame. 10 years of pain that was permeating out of my body and into my reality. And then now it's Christmas, right? My sister gives me a beautiful photo of me and my mom. When she gave me that photo, I was like, oh my gosh, I just lost it. Because I haven't had any photos of my mom out ever because of the shame and guilt. And even for the first couple of days, it was uncomfortable because I'm like feeling like she's watching me and she's like not happy, but she's happy. I'm just not happy because I'm embarrassed of what I've done, which was not acknowledge the woman who brought me into this world. So I really had to connect to my inner child, my future self, my future self, my multidimensional aspect, and harmonize. Right, those three people. Well, actually, right, we can call them consciousness, right? The past consciousness, your present consciousness, your future. If saying little mirror and big mirror and present mirror, if that makes you feel kind of like I'm being weird, but actually, it's just different levels of consciousness, right? And this, I can see this is really intense. I done messed up my makeup and I wasn't expecting to do all this. Y'all know I just come on here and I just be talking and I don't do no script and I bet not play this. I can't play this, replay this over because I just gotta republish it, right? Because if I listen to this, I'm like, no, I don't want people to hear me cry. And it's like, girl, be quiet. Everybody cries. But you, it's normal to cry over your mother, right? The loss of your, like I'm acting like this is something weird, right? But it was weird for me because my father, I never, we just, when my mother passed, we just acted like everything was normal again. So, anyway, now we're in January. Welcome to January 2021, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Right? Made it through. And I feel so lighter and I feel so free, baby. I literally feel like I got wings. I really had to do a lot of freaking work, right? To connect to myself, to connect to my multidimensional being, right? And acknowledge the pain and acknowledge, and let me tell you something. This ain't no shit you can do on your own. Because I'm a strong person. I'm very strong physically, mentally, and emotionally. And to go this deep without support from professionals like me and Steven, we're working on boundaries and grieving process now. Because I'm like, listen, baby, I'm not going another decade with this anger, this pain, this sadness, this disappointment. So I share all of this such intimate details. I feel like I'm standing here naked in front of you all. Even though I have clothes on right now, right? That's how vulnerable I am. But I'm sharing this vulnerable, valuable information because I don't want anyone to suffer from unprocessed, from unaware, unprocessed emotions. Because I don't like that trauma word. This trauma word is triggering. Because people are like, no, I don't got no trauma. Shit, we all get trauma. Trauma is any sort of event or incident or situation that has happened that we have not been able to process. Because I want all of us to awaken to the innate wisdom within ourselves, the innate courage, the innate compassion. And when I say compassion, I don't, you don't, you, all these episodes, you never hear me talk about forgiveness. Nothing is wrong with forgiveness, but compassion is a different thing. Compassion for yourself and compassion for others. Compassion is wisdom. Compassion is with like the wisdom of compassion for myself and for my dad because my dad did the best that he could based off of his capabilities. So yeah, it was fucked up. He kept me away from my daughter. Yeah, it was my daughter. I mean, my mother, right? It was fucked up that he was projected his pain onto me physically, verbally, and mentally, right? But I wouldn't hold an 8-year-old kid accountable for all these years, right? Because when we have trauma, because this is my using my dad's example, we have trauma, he reverts back to that little boy. So imagine my nephews, I'm not going to hold them accountable, but this is why awareness and healing and integrating and all these things, and not even awareness, because motherfuckers know, they got some shit to work on, right? We all know, but we don't do it because it's unknown, it's scary, it's deep. But I'm here to show you guys through this journey of remembrance, of awakening, that we can all, I messed up the beat, that we can all, we're whole already. We are remembering that we're whole. We're just clearing. Just imagine yourself just have all this dirt and dust on you, right? We're just getting it off with every intentional step, word, and thought. We are getting it off. We are remembering. Ain't shit wrong with you. What's wrong with you is if you keep on running from yourself. What's wrong with you if you think that you can fucking outlive the past without addressing those pains and hurts. If you want to know, nothing's wrong with me. Look at your fucking reality. Look at your fucking relationships. Look at your fucking marriage. Look at your fucking kids. Look at your fucking relationships with all them people. You're not going to like this, but that's the motherfucking fact. Okay. And if you don't want to say, let's even say, I don't have any trauma. I had a great childhood. I got a great childhood. Ain't even that. We don't even got to go there. I'm going to tell you about this. It's called the law of correspondence. Okay, baby. Okay. As above, so below. As within, so without. There are universal laws. That you know about the universal law of gravity, right? That you ain't going to go jump off a motherfucking building and say, I didn't believe it, right? No, you're going to fucking believe it. So let me believe this. Whatever you feel internally will be your reality until you have the shift in your heart space. Okay? Your mind, you can think all the thoughts, you can listen to all the tapes. Let me tell you, because I did it for years. It only gets you so far. It's like going down a bowling alley, right? You're trying to throw that ball, and it's like, why the fuck the ball ain't getting all the pins down? Because you need to fucking do a different technique. The way you keep on slinging that ball ain't going to get them pins down. I don't know if that was a good example, but that was getting into it. Y'all heard the braces like, all right. Anyway, so the law of correspondence. You look it up, universal law. So those are from my scientific people, my people that want some tangible proof, some statistical proof. They don't want to hear about the inner child and the multidimensionality. Yeah, that shit ain't for everybody, right? It's fine. But I'm going to tell you, it's for me, right? And I'm going to try to my best to help you see how the interconnectedness of life and all dimensions, past, present, and future, right? Because guess what? You can't manifest shit if you didn't write it down, if you ain't take the steps, right? So how you expect to clear from the past by just thinking, not thinking about it, but ain't did nothing else, right? I'm getting a little amped up, y'all, so I might have to just end this. But I am so happy to be back with you guys. Please, please, please hit me up. You know how to get contact with me. If you're a new listener, you can contact me on social media. Mira Thinks Rich on my Instagram, MiraThinkRich. If you would like to book an energy reading, you can go ahead and click the link in my bio. And even as I'm going through this process, I've been honoring my needs with that. Like if I'm not, my vibration and everything is not in alignment, I will reschedule my clients. Because I'm showing the fuck up. I got to show the fuck up fully for me and you. So we get this motherfucking shit going. Now we got me amped up. So I love you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. Oh my gosh. Y'all got me on here crying. I gotta touch my makeup. It ain't like I got anywhere to go, but I gotta go right now. Bye.